trade his efforts for the next 5 years. He asked himself which of the two or three tasks at the top of the list he himself was best suited to undertake. Then, he concentrated on that task. The others, he delegated. Effective executives try to focus on jobs they'll do especially well. They know that enterprises perform if top management performs, and don't if it doesn't. Effective executives' second practice, fully as important as the first, is to ask, "Is this the right thing for the enterprise?" They do not ask if it's right for the owners, the stock price, the employees, or the executives. Of course, they know that shareholders, employees, and executives are important constituencies who have to support a decision, or at least acquiesce in it if the choice is to be effective. They know that the share price is important not only for the shareholders, but also for the enterprise, since the price-to-earnings ratio sets the cost of capital. But they also know that a decision that isn't right for the enterprise will ultimately not be right for any of the stakeholders. This second practice is especially important for executives at family-owned or family-run businesses. The majority of businesses in every country, particularly when they're making decisions about people. In the successful family company, a relative is promoted only if he or she is measurably superior to all non-relatives on the same level. At DuPont, for instance, all top managers, except the controller and lawyer, were family members in the